Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano, and today in the studio, I am going to be talking with you about how invisibility hurts. Yes, babe, it does. When you are not seen, when you are not heard, you don't even feel alive, right? When you have a story that's meant to be out there, but nobody knows it, you don't feel valued. Okay, let me ask you this. If I took away all the excuses right now, and looked at your revenue, your following, your media features, your brand positioning, the issue isn't your talent. It's that no one sees you. Am I right? Nobody sees your work. And that is not down to a money problem, honey. That's down to a visibility problem. The reason that you have this amazing gift is because it's meant to be shared. Every one of us is born with a gift inside of us, with a talent, with a story. And that story is meant to be shared. Whether you are an amazing nail tech, whether you are an amazing coach, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are a counselor, whatever it is that you do, whether you have a product in e-commerce, all these things, it's your gift you're meant to share with the world. Every single day that goes by where nobody sees it, you are losing revenue, right? At what point are you going to wake up and go, you know what? I want to be seen. I want my brand to be seen. Maybe even you don't want to be seen, but you want to get numbers on your product. Maybe you want your product to be seen. As I said, take out all the excuses. If I took away all your excuses and I looked at your revenue, your following, your media features, what would be your excuse now? I don't have enough media features, so get them. I don't have a big enough following, so do it. I don't have, get a coach. When it comes to you growing your brand, when it comes to you growing your name, the only way that you are going to get your name out there is by investing in yourself, by getting your brand out there. It doesn't matter whether you want to be seen or not. It's whether your brand wants to be seen or your product wants to be seen, right? Otherwise, it's the world's best kept secret. I'm going to go through somebody's biggest pain points, and this is you, continue listening. Are you wanting to be discovered? Are you wanting to be discovered? Do you think that consistency alone builds authority? You're underpriced because you're underexposed. Do you feel like you have this amazing product, but nobody knows it? Do you feel like you keep doing the same things, but your following's not growing? Do you feel like you haven't gotten the media yet and you want to? You feel like you're trying to grow organically while top names are investing strategically? Are you an entrepreneur who is ready to go to the next level? Are you a budding entrepreneur? Are you a creator? If you fit into any of that stuff or have any of those pain points, continue listening because I'm going to help you today. I'm going to show you today how you can really transform your name and your brand. But you've got to take my advice. Okay, because if you keep doing consistency, it will work. But if you keep doing what you always did, you'll always get what you always got, which is why you get a coach. Let me tell you about why I got a coach. So when I was in my darkest days, when I was in my hardest time, when I was making no money, I was in hundreds of thousands of debt, when I was really struggling, when I was really at my darkest point, in that moment was when I realized I needed to do something different. But sometimes we don't know what we want to do different. Sometimes we don't know how to do different because we're stuck in a rut. And I was sick. And I remember it was one of my darkest, darkest times. And I've spoken about this many times on many of the episodes on this show, but I didn't know how to get out. I didn't know how I would change my life. I didn't know how I would get away from this pain and this suffering. And I was looking at my son who was laying there in the bed. And I remember thinking, if I can just get out and get up and do something different for you, I can be a role model for you. And I can go on and be a role model for somebody else in the world. But if I can do something different right now, I can transform your life and I can transform mine. And I can really make some money and never be back in this situation where we're worried about money ever again. And in that moment, I decided I was going to change my life. So I started ingesting different knowledge. I started watching things that were different. I stopped scrolling on social media and watching bullshit toxicity and started focusing on things that would serve me and focusing on things and people and events that would start to change my mindset. And my closest to me, the people that I spent the most time with became my mentors, the people that I would watch online, the podcasts I was listening to, the YouTube videos that I would watch, things that would motivate me and inspire me. The Secret, I watched it 5 times in a week. I would do things that would motivate me, that would help me to think differently, to achieve a different result. Because if I always did what I always did, I always get what I always got. And I didn't want to do that anymore. So I started to do something different. I started to realize I want to build a business. I want to build something so amazing and I want to do it now. So I decided I'm going to transform my life and I'm going to do it now. So I got into a better situation and I started to research and I started to write notes and I started to bootstrap my business. I started to take photos and I was a fashion influencer. That was what I knew how to make money and it worked. I went out on the street and I started taking pictures. And then from the money that I would earn from that, I would bootstrap it to building my business. And at the start, funding my son and me just to get through life. But after that, I could start to build and I started to build and I started to build. And eventually I built my coaching business. But how I started wasn't just on my own. It was who I was ingesting and what I was ingesting. And I decided I wanted to ingest people who would guide me. And that's when I was led to my amazing coach, my mentor. She's from The Secret. And she showed me how to build a business. So my coach helped me exponentially to grow. My coach showed me how to build a business that I had no idea about. You see, the difference was I didn't go for some random coach. I went for the best. And I decided that I was going to invest in it. I had no money, so I took out a loan, which I said at the time was for surgery. And that surgery loan helped me to pay for my coach, which was the best money I have ever invested. That money transformed into a multi seven-figure business. It helped me to get off the ground and get out my own way. It helped me to grow exponentially. And ultimately, my coach was results-based. So I understood she had invested in herself and was now in the movie The Freaking Secret. Like, that is why you invest in yourself. They aren't choosing the unknown coach online who's got 5,000 followers. And I'm sure you're phenomenal. But babe, you're not seen. You've got to invest in yourself. The uncomfortable truth is the people that you admire didn't blow up. They invested in their positioning, in their authority, and in publications that forced them to be seen. Does that make sense? That's the uncomfortable truth. The real facts of it is they invested in who they were so they could get the eyeballs on them. You've got to invest in you if you want anybody to invest in you. If you're like, oh, I'd never invest 5K in a coach. I mean, I can't even imagine investing 100K in a coach. If you wouldn't do that, why is somebody going to buy a 5K or 100K package from you? You got to think here. What would you do? When I invested that money, it was the last money that I had. I had nothing to my name. I knew if I invested that money, it would change my life because I was choosing a results-based coach. The people that you admire, they put themselves in rooms where they were seen. They moved in circles where the publications screamed for them. Like when I go on stage now and they introduce me as the number one female motivational speaker in the world, honey, I don't have to do the talking. Forbes does it. USA Today does it. The publications I invested in does it. The cover of Glamour does it. When you invest in you, the world will invest in you. Because people are studying you, they're watching you, and they're seeing that you're not just the average coach with another 5,000 followers. You're not even an average coach with 40,000 followers at this point. Heck, you're somebody who invests in themselves and has hundreds of thousands of followers, and people love you. People want to be like you. People want to move like you. They want a results-based coach. And they look at you and they go, if she knows what she's doing, I'm sure she's going to help me to know what I'm doing. Make sense? So today, I want to go over these points. Let's talk about media as leverage to start. Media as leverage is everything. You use media, publications, and things that you're in to get you on bigger stages, OPS, and bigger podcasts, OPP. We use those things to help open doors for us so that we can go on those stages and sell money, 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 money. Go on podcasts and sell money, 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 money. Do you see? It opens doors for you to grow your name. The bigger your name, the more revenue you make. Your income is directly reflected by your name and the size of your name. Your money comes from how big you are. The bigger your brand, the more people you have in that membership program, the more people you reach, the more money you are making, therefore, the bigger income. Do you understand? So you want to reach more people so you have a bigger income. Your impact reflects your income. So invest in media. Get articles to write things on you. Get publications to say things like, Oh, Hannah's the number one salesperson in Utah. Oh, Jessica is a top public speaker and amazing coach. And this coach helps people remove limiting beliefs. And this is a grief coach. And this is somebody who helps people excel online. And this is somebody who has an amazing e-commerce product. And this is somebody who has an app. You want the publication to be saying that you are the number one in your field. And if they are writing about you like that, and when you invest in media in the right way, and you do like pay-to-play stuff or whatever, you get a really good PR agent. I probably do pay-to-play, but when you do it, you will have the publication writing about you in the way that you want. And now you have another publication. But the bigger the publication, the more noise it makes. So if you're in some random, like, you know, this is a random AImagazine.com. Who the hell is that? Like, you want to be in a publication which is like Forbes or USA Today or a big publication, because the bigger the name, the more I like, trust, and know them, the more I like, trust, and know you. So when you are in a major publication, all of a sudden, everybody else knows who you are. Does that make sense? Invest in your media coverage. Invest in things that are going to help you grow so that other people will know who you are, so that other people will invest in you. So that's media. I remember the first publication I was in, it transformed my life. Being a USA Today and Wall Street Journal bestselling author transformed my whole life. Being in media, being a bestseller, having these amazing publications write about me, just transformed my whole game. In fact, I wouldn't be in front of you right now. You probably wouldn't even be hearing this episode if I hadn't have invested in publications, because the publications are what changed my game as a coach. Because I wasn't just like that one and that one and that one and the 99 other 100,000 coaches. I was like Natasha Graziano. And I was not wanting to be second place to somebody else. I wanted to be first place to myself. So I'm sharing with you today the power of media. Media will change your life, and you use it for long-term leverage. So this today is for somebody who is looking to really use their brand to leverage it for long-term fulfillment, to build a bigger name and to bring a bigger ROI. So if you're watching and you're somebody who's wanting to grow your name, who's wanting to expand, who's wanting to get more eyeballs, to get more money in through your new clients, reach more clients, then this is for you. And all the things I'm telling you today are things that I personally did and that I've been doing for my clients for the last 6, 7, 8 years. We've been helping our clients exponentially grow their names. And maybe it's your turn next. Whether it's me you use or whoever you use, make sure that you get yourself somebody, a coach who can actually put you in placements, who can help you grow your name, who can help you get out there. Not just somebody who's going to coach you on your mindset, but they can put you out there. Like I like to say to people, you come in for the mindset training, we get you straight, we get your mindset right, we get you manifesting your dream career, and then we help you expand and grow the business, scale it, and make millions of dollars. Like I've made a lot of millionaires. Like I love that. I love making millionaires. It makes me so happy. Like when I see people making that much money, you know, it's like I can help people get to where they want to be faster than you can doing it on your own. Strategic visibility is everything. Having a plan about your visibility, not just winging it and going, I'm going to keep working every single day. Because as I told you before, consistency, it helps you to build, but it doesn't actually build your visibility fast. It's a long, organic, slow-ass process. And honey, I don't have time to wait 1 year to be making another $1 million. No. Are you joking? I want to be making that in a month. Like, how am I getting to that? Visibility is the answer. So strategic visibility will help you to grow your name. Strategic visibility will help you to expand your name. So what you do is you get with a coach and you sit, or you just whiteboard if you know what you're doing. I mean, if you knew what you're doing, then you'd already be there right now. That's why we get coaches, honey. We get our ego out the way and we let somebody else come in and give us some great advice and logical steps and a strategic roadmap. So what we do is we draw out a roadmap to success, and we draw a strategic plan on how we're going to expand our visibility. So that's OPS, OPP. Remember, we spoke about that already. That's going and doing more talks, collaborations. That's meeting up with new people, your network. There are so many pieces that go into the expansion of you. And social media is a huge part of this. You got to be omnipresent. Omnipresence is everything when it comes down to your visibility. Because the more you're seen everywhere on every single social media platform, the more that you'll be heard. And the more you're heard, the more you'll sell. And the more you sell, the more money you make. Do you see that direct flow? Next thing I want to talk about is why proximity changes perception. Proximity is everything. Getting in the right room. Proximity is key to success. Proximity means getting around the right people. So if you aren't on the big stages with the likes of whoever it is that you admire, okay, the bigger names, you want to be on stage with the likes of me or Gary Vee or Eric Thomas or any of these top names, the only reason you're going to get there is if you're seen, if your name and your message is clear enough and big enough that people want to invite you on the stage, and if they don't, pay for it. Get in the rooms, get on the stages, get the coach, get the mastermind, get where you need to be so you can be positioned as an expert in your field and be positioned with authority, because the bigger your authority, the more clients you will have and the more fame you will have. And fame ain't the way that you've been thinking in the past. Like, fame is not reality stars. Fame is because you are so good at what you do that you excel and you reach more people. Make sense? Invest in you to grow. Invest in you to grow your name. Invest in you to get where you need to be. Invest in your proximity. Proximity is your placements. That's where you're putting yourself. Like, I knew if I got in the right rooms that I would be able to be a TV host. And guess what? I'm a co-host on The Lion Hour on Fox in DC. Yes, people, on actual Fox. An entire hour where your girl hosts. Because I got in the right rooms and then I paid to have an interview once with my PR agent who got me on Fox. And then guess what? When I went on Fox, they loved me so much the time when I was on The Lion Hour that I then got asked if I wanted to come back and co-host. That is how things work. You pay to get in the right room so you can get the right things. I pay for an amazing coach and agent who my PR agent, similar to, I guess, what I do. I'm not a PR agent. I'm a coach, but I just put people in things with a done for you service. And I paid for some PR, and that PR got me into some amazing media. And then that media went on to do such great things for me. It was so cool. When you have that kind of structure, that structure takes you into the next room. So the Forbes article then took me to another Forbes article, which took me to a cover on Forbes Morocco, which then took me, do you see what I mean? Just like to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Like, one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you are glowing and you're shining and you are at the top of your game. When actually, what you're doing right now is just wasting time, and you're losing another day where, oh dear, it's the end of the month. Oh dear, the month is the end of the year. You didn't go on the stage as you wanted to. You didn't get those podcast interviews that you wanted to, and you still haven't invested in you, and you're still in the same place, and you're growing organically. And you can grow organically and go slow and do all of that, or you can move and collapse decades into days and go faster when you go together. Does that make sense? Is somebody hearing me say, who's this for today? Who am I speaking to today? Okay, somebody, I know somebody out there is going to be like, I'm getting this. Are you getting this? Are you understanding it? Because I know somebody's going to change their life today. All right, let's talk about why credibility accelerates income. Credibility accelerates income because when you have credibility and authority in your field, people want to buy from you. And the more that they see you and the more that they want to believe in what you're doing, and then they start to believe in what you're doing, they will buy from you. People have to see you an average of 5 times. It's psychologically proven in the studies. They've got to see you 5 times before they buy from you. So if I invest in my visibility and I keep posting and I keep targeting you and I use ads or I use media and you keep seeing me and, oh my gosh, she's on Forbes and, oh my gosh, she's on that TV interview. Oh my gosh, she's on the cover of that magazine. Wow, she's really doing shit. The biggest texts I get all the time from people, strangers, clients, and friends, it says, wow, I'm so impressed with how much you're doing. Congratulations on all your success. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. It could be Christmas Day. The same texts come in from people because I have invested in my visibility. And right now we're talking about how credibility affects and accelerates your income. Your credibility is directly tied like a string to your income. Because the bigger your credibility, the more that you are known, the more that you are seen, the more that people see you have credibility and that this publication is talking about you and you've been on this podcast and you've been on that. It means you must have big credibility. Because when I think about the biggest coaches, I'm going to think about Mel Robbins, for example. She does great things. She's on big podcasts. TikTok's invest in her. She's everywhere. When I look at where she is, she's omnipresent. So guess what? You're going to want to have her coach you. It's the same thing when it comes to accelerating your name. I love helping people accelerate their name, grow their mindset into an abundant mindset, into a growth mindset, into an expansive mindset so that you're able to build a bigger business, so that you're able to be seen, heard, and grow. Your credibility accelerates your income. Whether you like it or not, you're either going forwards every day or you're going backwards. So do you want to go forwards? Would you want to go backwards? If you're not learning, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not taking steps forwards, what are you doing? Yeah, taking steps back. So you can go back or you can go forwards. but you've got to invest in your credibility. So what are you going to do today that is going to help you with your credibility? So no, that is not posting on social media, because social media is freaking amazing and you have to do that no matter what. Posting on social media is phenomenal for consistency and showing who you are as a brand, but your credibility, oh honey, that's different. That is media. That is shows. That is stages. That's getting a coach to help you go further faster. That's amazing testimonials. That's amazing assets that go along with all this stuff. Make sense? Like when I take one of my clients on, let me give an example. Ashley Black, one of my biggest and best clients. She's a badass female, okay? Ashley Black owns Fascia Blaster, right? I'm sure you guys know it, that Fascia Blaster machine. She's been with me for 6 years. She's one of my besties, like my homegirls, but she started as a client. She came to me, she's like, I want to exit my company for $1 billion and I want to do really great things with it and I want to grow my name online. So she was like, how can I be seen and heard? Like, what do I need to do? And I was like, okay, here we're going to do this. We're going to grow your social media. We're going to get you in big media. She'd already done quite a lot of things, okay? But she came to me to really accelerate it so that she could get to the number she wanted with her exit. So we helped her exponentially. We helped her to expand her name, to get in big media. We helped her to get herself seen on big podcasts, get into big covers and so much more. And this stuff has now played at such an amazing effect. I can't speak about how much she's exiting for, but honey, oh, it feels so good to be a part of such a big mission for somebody so great. So we helped her to grow her name even more. We helped her with her page and her Fascia Blaster page to be out there to millions and millions and millions of people. And it feels so good. My success stories are phenomenal. Let me take another client of mine, Donnie. Donnie has been with me for a year now. We've put him on podcasts. He's been on my show. You guys have seen him, Evolution. He's on major covers. He's in big publications. And now he's on bigger stages. And now he's on bigger podcasts. And now he's got a freaking documentary coming out. He's doing so much because he invested in himself. When these people, and these two I've spoken about, have both been on the show, so you can rewind and have a look. When you invest in yourself, you grow your name to bigger heights, to bigger places where people just want to buy from you because they like, trust, and know you. But in order to get the big high-ticket clients, in order to sell the amount that you want to sell with the e-commerce, you have to build credibility, because I am not going to buy from the person who has only sold 2 clients. You know when you're on Amazon and you see like thousands of reviews, you're so inclined to buy that one versus the one that only has 10 reviews. Am I right? Choose the product that has the most reviews. And I promise you, you will. Choose the coach that has the best reviews. Choose the coach that has an amazing credibility lineup. Does that make sense? Always choose somebody who has the credibility. When we invest in ourselves, we build such powerful credibility. Okay, let's talk about now why investing in yourself is not vanity. It's velocity. That makes sense? Investing in yourself is not vanity. Investing in yourself is deciding you know you're worthy of it. You know you're worthy of abundance. You know you're worthy of being seen. So you go and make it happen. Nobody else is going to make it happen for you. Sitting on your butt ain't going to do it for you. By the end of this year, it's going to be filled with results or 365 excuses as to why your goals didn't work out. So I'm going to be sitting there with a nice fat result, eating my cake saying, yep, I did it. I made another how many millions. And somebody else is going to be sitting there going, I didn't do it. Why? Because you didn't invest in yourself. You didn't take it to the next level. You didn't say, I'm going to get a coach. Maybe you feel like you're big enough as a coach. Maybe you feel like you've done enough in your life. And that's, you know what? That's okay. Maybe you just want to play small. But this is for my entrepreneurs who want to play big. This is for my entrepreneurs who are ready to stop playing small. This is for my entrepreneurs who are ready to go to that next level. Because vanity is not bad when it comes to you. Vanity is velocity. Vanity is how you expand your name. Velocity is how, boom, like a rocket. You want velocity. You want that speed. You want that power. You want to go to that next level and get more clients. Let me go back to the pain points, because I think somebody needs to hear this today. Let me just go back to this thing that I wrote, because I'm telling you, somebody out there is going to be sitting there, okay? It's true. If you are waiting to be discovered instead of engineering it, you're never going to be seen. Is that you? Are you just waiting to be discovered, hoping that somebody is going to walk into the room and spot you? You know how once upon a time you walk down the street in New York singing and a casting agent will come up to you and go, hey, I want to put you in a musical. Darling, that rarely, seldom exists. That is not how people get seen these days, okay? That is just another beautiful dream. And for some people, that may happen. The one in a billion. Perhaps one of your pain points, something that you're going through right now, maybe the problem you're struggling with is you think consistency alone builds authority. Remember how I said that earlier? Consistency does not build authority on its own. Posting every single day, your amazing content, God bless you, keep doing it. That's not building authority. You have to do something a little bit different if you want to build authority. You have to go out there and do something that is going to help you to grow, that is going to help you to get your name out there. Does that make sense? You've really got to invest in your authority if you want to grow. That's what creates acceleration, which creates authority, which creates movement and momentum. And momentum is where the key comes from. So when you start to get momentum, when you suddenly get invited on Natasha Graziano's podcast because you've invested in your name, or you come on as one of my clients, because my clients come on my show. When you come on my show at that point, now, boom, take it and go on another podcast. And all of a sudden, you're on Joe Rogan. That's how we grow. Okay, and finally, if the person you are is somebody who is, you're underpriced because you're underexposed. If you're maybe that person, you feel like you just don't charge enough and you want to charge more, that's because you're underexposed. You really can't charge more when you don't invest in yourself. In order to go to that next level, you have to invest in yourself. In order to reach more people, you have to invest in yourself. Right now, you're underexposed, so you're underpriced. Those of us who are seen everywhere, the in coaches who have invested in themselves, can charge $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $100,000 high-ticket packages because they are seen everywhere and people want to invest in them. If you're an unknown coach and you have only a few thousand followers, you may be phenomenal at what you do. In fact, you may have even have a freaking psychology degree around what you do versus the coach who has 200,000 followers but doesn't have any of the degrees. I promise you, the $200,000 one is probably making more money because they are overexposed. You are underexposed. The one who is underexposed, I am not paying more than $1,000 for your coaching because I am not sure about who you are. That sounds crazy, but following is everything. Following and credibility. But if you had the following and you had the piece, and I'm not even talking a huge following, I'm talking 50,000, 200,000 followers, something in that age range, in that bracket of 50 to 200,000 followers. If you're somewhere in that bracket of that following and you have articles saying how good you are, I'm probably buying from you at this point. Does that make sense? Not making sense? Is this clicking for somebody? Somebody realizing today? Okay. And the final thing I want to say is, the pain point maybe someone else is struggling with. You're trying to grow organically while the top names are investing strategically. Yeah. So you're sitting there going, I'm going to do this organically. But meanwhile, Hannah next to you and Martin over here, they are both investing in themselves strategically with coaches, helping them grow, getting their name out there and placements. And all of a sudden, 1 year later, you're wondering why they're on that stage that you want, while they are selling these high ticket products. Well, this person has a membership with 2,000 paying members at $200 a month. What? Yes, it's that simple. I never knew that I'd have a membership that just hit 20,000 people. 20,000 people in my membership. I never realized I would get to these heights, these spaces, but I invested in me. I invested in people seeing me because visibility equals income. All right, I'm over this. If y'all don't understand it, then you aren't for me and completely not for anybody else. Invest in you. I'm over this. I love it. I will share it till the cows come home. But if you don't invest in you, nobody will invest in you. And for those of you who are like, Natasha, I want your coaching. There's a link below to join my waitlist, people. If you want to join my waitlist to have me coach you, you want to learn how to go to that next level, how to have the credibility and the authority to have a bigger visibility on you to get more clients and a bigger ROI. You want to learn how to have a passive income, create and scale and sell your own course or your own products and get them out there in the world. If you want to learn all this stuff, hit that link below, join that waitlist for the icon status this year. And that way you can join whenever we have a space come available. My team will give you a call and we'll see if it's the right fit. I love working with entrepreneurs that believe in themselves. That's really what I look for. Like, honestly, if I was looking for my ideal client, it's an entrepreneur who believes in themselves or someone who wants to start a business who really believes in themselves. And if you believe in yourself and you have a story that you want to share, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want that job of your coach. If you are that person, but if you're somebody who doesn't believe in themselves and doesn't know where they're going and feels lost, well, you definitely need a coach. But unless you're ready to invest in yourself, I'm not the coach for you. Go find somebody who you can just spend $50 on. In fact, I don't even know there's a coach for $50, but if there is, I mean, y'all, what the actual fuck? Choose a results-based coach, somebody who is going to help you grow your name, help you go to the next level, whether it's me or whoever it is. I love you. I can't wait to help you grow. And I'll see you again for another episode on the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast here next week. Bye for now.